Hi everybody, Mike Pettigrew here. Hope you're keeping very, very well. And I've got a lot of really important content for you today. I was just checking there to see if you can hear me. I have a little laptop to the side of my desk here, so always check the feed to make sure it's working. So I'm pretty sure you can hear me. And I'm actually going to go to video, so you can see me in the bottom right there. I'm going to turn off the slide. The title is going to be Master Your Body, Master Your Life. And you know what? When you master your physiology, it has huge effect on all areas of your life. So if you're running, you know, if you're dragging yourself around, you have very little energy, it is affecting what you can achieve during your life. It's a sad reality. You know, our mind and our bodies are inextricably linked. Our body affects our mind, and our mind affects our body. So if we're not looking after our physical needs, then, well, we can jeopardize a lot of things that we could have achieved otherwise. So before we get started, in a couple of minutes from now, I'm going to go over in front of my big screen with my clicker, and I always do the presentation over there in front of the main camera. And then at the end, in about 1 hour from now, I'll come back here in front of my desktop computer and take your questions. So please use this opportunity for questions and answers. Anything question you're burning to ask, please ask me. Or even if you're not burning to ask a question, I'm here for you. It's a two-way process. And if you are watching the replay and you're not watching the live training, you can still ask me questions in the Ultimate Success Club private Facebook group, and also you can shoot me an email. Either way, I will answer you. But no time like the present. No time like the present. So please feel free to ask me a question live here. So, and this before we get started, I've got a couple of questions for you, and please put these in the chat box. The responses. Just make sure my chat is working. Yes, it is. Yes, it is indeed. And now the questions I have for you, a couple of questions. Your fitness level and how you eat directly influences what you can accomplish. I said that a moment ago. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is the lowest and 10 is the highest, how would you rate your physical health in the past 3 months? Are you fit and eating high quality nutritious foods, or you might, you know, if, or you find you're just not really paying much attention to your diet. So, and your overall health and fitness, if you're neglecting it, give yourself a low rating. If you're really paying attention to fitness and exercise and nutrition, give yourself a higher rating. So I'm just going to look at the responses here. A 3, okay. 7. 5, 6, 9. That's fantastic. Okay, great stuff. Well, one second. So in today's training, I'm going to help you, well, master your physiology, okay? So you can feel better, so you will have more energy and aliveness, more clarity, and more power to achieve anything that you want, to improve every area of your life. When you are feeling better, when you have more energy, so much more you can get done. And you don't get stressed. You don't get burnt out. So another question, also on a scale of 1 to 10, how effective are you using your postures, your body posture, the way you're carrying yourself, gestures, and your voice to generate energy and influence others? Because you know what? The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we communicate has a huge effect on other people. If we're walking around all slouched the whole time, you know, that's not really showing up powerfully in the world. So if you feel you have a poor posture, or that your voice isn't really articulating or accurately conveying to the world how you wish to be perceived, then give yourself a low rating. But if you feel that you are communicating exactly the way you need to be communicating, you're carrying yourself in an upright manner, give yourself a high rating. I'm looking at the responses coming in here. A 7, a four, a six, a seven, another six, another seven. Okay, well, one second. So anyway, today I'm going to help you to increase your energy and feel more positive and optimistic by becoming more consciously aware of how you communicate with other people. Okay, so lots of really practical how-to information that will help you to achieve your goals faster and get to your next level of success, abundance, freedom, and wealth. Really important stuff. So before I move over there in front of the main camera, people are joining the Ultimate Success Club every month. And if this is your first training, we're a huge welcome to you if this is your first live session. A lot of people wonder, you know, what's it all about? What's it all about? What can I expect? Well, and is it only for business people or what's it all about? Well, firstly, it's for anyone who wants to reach their next level of success, however you define success, because the strategies, tools, and techniques, particularly the high performance strategies, tools, and techniques that I share with you every single month, will help you to achieve your goals faster, will help you get to that next level of success. And they are actually scientifically proved to work. No guesswork here. I'm not inventing these things as spur of the moment. No, these things have been scientifically proved to work. So however you define success, whatever that means to you, these tools absolutely work. They're absolutely amazing. So it's for people. A lot of members are A lot of members of the Ultimate Success Club are entrepreneurs. They do have their own businesses, and a lot do not, but they're thinking of starting out on their own. So a lot of people at different levels. But you know what? What I teach each month, I've been a serial entrepreneur since I was 15 years of age. That's over 40 years. And I've created, bought, built, and sold 18 different businesses during that period of time. Several of those businesses have made millions. So I do know something about this subject. But you know what? Everything depends on how you use it. If you're just going to watch these live sessions, just like TV, and you don't put them into practice, they're not going to change your life. But just baby steps added up amounts to huge transformation. So if you apply what I share with you each month, by this time next year, you'll come a very long way. So that's my promise to you. So it doesn't matter whether you're in business, you're thinking of starting out in business, or if you already have a multi-million dollar or euro business and you want to quadruple that, this will help you to do that. Or if you just want to improve your career, your existing career, and you've no intentions of self-employment, no problem. This will help you. Okay. So the results, what results can you expect long term? Well, I just explained that, but it all depends on you. I can share with you what matters most, what really works, what moves the needle the most, but you need to put it into practice. But it's all really simple, really straightforward, and really accessible and doable. And you make these slight changes, these slight adjustments each month. As I say, a lot will happen in the next year for you. So I'm going to go right across in front of the main camera now. I'm going to blank out the screen. Just go back to my interface here. And I'm just blanking out the camera. And I'm going to blank out the microphone. And it's just going to go silent for a moment. And I'll join you in one second in front of the main camera. Just going to go silent just for a second. Hi everybody, and welcome to this month's live training. And the title of this session is Master Your Body, Master Your Life. And in normal tradition, let's quickly look at what we covered last month, because people are coming into the Ultimate Success Club every single month, and you have access to the past four live training. So if you weren't with us last month, this is what you can watch if you watch the replay. We looked at how to master your psychology and get to your next level of success faster, and also the life-changing power of positive thought, and also the destructive power of negative thought, and also how to improve your self-worth and your earning potential, because your self-worth directly influences your earning potential, as I explained. And also, we looked at several mind over matter experiments that actually prove that your dominant thoughts and emotions affect your circumstances. Really important stuff. And also we looked at how to master your mind with minimal effort. This is all about, these live training sessions are all about minimum effort, maximum result, okay? And we also looked at an energy routine to increase your focus and reduce your stress. Now, we live in a crazy age where everybody is undergoing some level of stress, and we live in the age of distraction. And I shared a very potent, very simple, really effective, really fast method to reduce stress and improve focus. And I also looked at how to create a powerful success mindset on autopilot. And every month I share with you habits, tools, shortcuts that enable you to do the important things most easily. And also, so what are we going to learn today? Well, first of all, we're going to look at how to master your physiology and transform your life. Because when you master your body, you master your mind. When you master your mind, you master your body. Your mind and your body are inextricably linked. How you treat your body affects how you think and how much energy you have. And that in turn affects the results that you get. And I'm also going to look at how the importance of energy and how it's a vitally important subject for success. If you're dragging yourself around with no energy all the time, there's very little you can achieve. You'd be held back in so many different ways if your energy is low. And also we're going to look at the importance of life energy, or chi as it's known in the Far East, or ki or prana. And we're going to look at how the energy flows around your body. And this has all been verified not only by Eastern medicine that's existed for thousands of years, but also modern science says this is true. Okay, and we're also going to look at how your body, which I said a few minutes ago, how your body and your mind influence each other. So how you think affects how you feel, and how you feel affects the results you can achieve. So if you're really feeling down in the dumps a lot of the time, it affects everything you can achieve, but it also affects how your body works. If, you know, it's possible, depending on how you think, to create all sorts of wonderful endorphins and chemicals that course around the bloodstream that heal your body, or it's also possible through the power of thought to actually poison your body. So we're going to look at that in more detail. And also, I'm going to share with you an amazing but very simple system for health. And it was created by a guy called Edgar Cayce about 100 years ago. And it's the CARE system, C-A-R-E, which stands for circulation, assimilation, relaxation, and elimination. And when you have all those four in balance, I'll show you how, then that's, you can have optimum health. Excuse me. I'm also going to look at the effects of what you eat and the exercise you take and how it affects your body and your mind. As I say, they're both inextricably linked. And also, I'm going to share with you seven questions that can give you more energy. How can questions give you energy? Well, I assure you they can, and I'll show you how a little later. And also, we're going to see how your posture, your voice, and your gestures influence your energy. I know it sounds strange how your gestures influence your energy, but it's true, and you'll see why. And also, I'm going to share with you a very simple meditation that will enable you to combat stress and increase your well-being. And if you have no experience in meditation, don't worry. A lot of people find it hard to meditate. This is a very, very, very simple process, but can benefit you enormously. And also, I'm going to share with you a checklist to optimize and maintain your energy. To optimize and maintain your energy. Once again, this is minimum effort, maximum result. Small little adjustments can make huge differences in your life. So, first of all, let's look at the body's energy system. This is according to Eastern medicine, Oriental medicine. Qi, or prana, or ki, depending on what part of Asia you're talking about. It enters the body along seven major energy centers called chakras. Now you might think, oh, this is airy-fairy baloney. It's not. And I can assure you, as you'll find out in a moment, this has been scientifically verified. And this chi or prana flows around your body along pathways, like literally rivers of energy. And these rivers of energy are known as meridians. If you ever go to an acupuncturist, they put needles, various points in your body along these meridians to either enhance or slow down the distribution of energy at those points along those rivers. So these, you can manipulate the flow of energy around the body at these acupuncture points. Okay, now, as I said, this is all scientifically verified. I know this is not the case. I think in the US, health insurance does not cover acupuncture. But in most parts of the world, certainly here in Ireland and the UK, over in the UK and Europe, if you have health insurance, one of the treatments that your health insurance will cover you for is acupuncture, simply because the health insurance companies know it works. It works. Okay, so these acupuncture points, these acupressure points around the body, they were scientifically viewed. They were verified as actually existing in laboratories back in the 1960s, a long time ago. Okay, so this is not very recent. Okay, this has been established quite some time ago, decades ago, and they were observed using Doppler ultrasound and thermal imaging. So if you've got, I think it's infrared cameras or whatever, you can actually see these acupuncture points. Okay, and they're noticeably different from other points on the body. And if you've been in the Ultimate Success Club, you know, for a few months, you probably have heard me talk about Dr. Harry Oldfield's work. I have this amazing machine called the PIP scanner. It's just a video camera connected to a computer running very special software. And you can see the energy coursing along these meridians. And it's absolutely amazing. I remember showing this to an acupuncturist years ago, a couple of decades ago. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. They treated these points on the body for years, but of course they'd never seen them. And to actually see on a computer monitor the energy coursing along these pathways, he was astounded. He was flabbergasted. Is that the right word? Anyway, so they're noticeably different from other points of the body. Okay, and they have high density nerve bundles and muscle trigger points. Okay, and the distribution in the flow of chi or prana, depending on how it moves around the body, it can cause problems or can enhance health. For example, you don't want energy moving into an area and accumulating, or energy not getting into an area where the organs need it. Okay, so disturbances of the flow of chi can create physical problems, but also physical problems can distort the flow of chi or prana or ki around the body. Okay, and also not only that, our thoughts can disrupt the flow of this energy, this life-giving energy, this life force. So our thoughts can affect it, damage to the body can affect it, and also illness can affect it. Okay, and food and exercise, depending on what you eat, depending how much exercise you take, it also increases or decreases the flow of this life energy around the body. And therefore, our health and how our brain functions, how agile your thinking is dependent on this flow of chi. Okay, so there's so many different aspects here that all affect each other. Okay, but if you change and improve one aspect of your body and the flow of energy, it affects everything else. Okay, so our mind affects our body and our body affects our mind. I think that goes without saying. You hear the saying, you are what you eat, and you are to a certain extent, but you're also what you think, because your thoughts influence your body, and your repeated thoughts, particularly with emotion, create your beliefs, and your beliefs affect your actions, and your actions determine your results. So if you change the way you think, what you can achieve is very different. So if you want to improve your life, if you want to achieve great success, happiness, wealth, great deep fulfillment in life, you've got to look at how you think. And every month I'm teaching you mindset. A lot of what I'm teaching is mindset, how to shift your mind in such a way where, in a way, success becomes automatic. Because if you look at the lives of the world's most successful people, people who have achieved enormous success, changed the world, how they think is very different from most people. So I'm teaching every month the best ways to think. And this is, you know, that sounds like a huge hill or mountain to climb up. How can I change the way I think? Really subtle, small steps makes huge difference. Okay, it's little adjustments can make huge difference. So our health determines our brain power and what we can achieve. Our health determines our brain power. If we're not giving our body and our brain what it needs, our brain is everything. You know, you see all these fitness programs and all these diets, and you know what? They all forget one thing. Our brain is the most important organ in our body. And if we're not giving our brain what it needs, the rest doesn't operate on peak efficiency. So there are several types of brain supplement and brain nutrition. You should really look into that. Because if you feel sluggish and you're already giving your body what you feel it needs and taking exercise and eating good quality food, but if you're still mentally not very agile, maybe you should be looking at brain supplements. I mean, there are various times in my life in the past where I've been very foggy-brained, distracted easily, and I've been taking supplements consistently for, you know, years now. And honestly, I know from experience you can boost your intelligence. And you know the expression, if you don't use it, you lose it. Oh, I assure you I've experienced that before. But you can make your brain operate on great efficiency, really effective, mentally agile. And then you can do things that most people can't. Okay? So, optimize your health and be more successful in everything you do. My promise to you is that you will be more successful if you start optimizing your health. Okay? So let's go on to the next one. This guy here is Edgar Cayce. Lived about 100 years ago. Just one second, I need some water. You're very good health. You should be drinking lots of water if you're not already. Okay. So Edgar Cayce came up with this very simple system for health. And he called it the CARE system. The CARE is an acronym for circulation, assimilation, relaxation, and elimination. And you need to focus on all those four areas for optimum health. So circulation. Without adequate exercise, even if you eat quality food, the nutrients in your food may not be reaching the cells of the body where they are transformed into energy. Okay, so if you're eating great, but you're not taking much exercise, your body's not working properly. Okay, so your brain may not be receiving adequate nutrients and blood flow for optimal performance. Okay, so circulation is vital. And also, without proper circulation, the body's ability to heal itself is impaired. Okay, and your circulation must operate effectively for optimal health, energy, and brain power. So you need exercise. So no matter what great food you're eating, you're not taking exercise, you're holding yourself back dramatically. So that's circulation. Assimilation, this is a body's ability to digest and distribute food. And even if you eat quality, nutritional, natural, unprocessed foods, there may be conditions existing in your body right now that prevent your food from being properly assimilated. If your body's ability to digest and distribute food is not operating properly, even if you're eating great food, your body's not getting what it needs. Okay, so Edgar Cayce suggested for proper assimilation, that our diet consists of approximately 20% acid-producing foods and 80% alkaline-producing foods, as well as I mentioned a few minutes ago, water. He suggested 8 glasses of water per day. Depends on your body weight. If your body weight is higher, then you need a bit more water, okay? And if you're not getting adequate nutrients effectively from your food, you'll have less energy and vitality than you could have, okay? So assimilation is really important. It's the carrying of nutrients to the cells, and it's also the excretory system. It's carrying wastes away from the cells and to be excreted. And if there's a problem in assimilation, everything else is affected, okay? So that's assimilation, CA. Relaxation. Now, research has proved that you need 7 to 9 hours sleep each night, okay? You need that amount of sleep. And a lot of people say to me, "I only need 5 hours sleep. I feel great after that." Maybe so, but you know what? Most high performers, we have this illusion that really successful people are in the office really early before anyone else, and they work like Trojans, and they burn themselves out. Not necessarily the case. They may end up at the office before most of their staff arrive, but they do things in a very different way. You'll find that highly successful people pay very good attention to their sleep, and you'll find that they get 7 to 9 hours sleep consistently. It's not possible for your body and your mind to work effectively unless you're getting between 7 and 9 hours sleep every night. You just can't be a high performer if you're getting less than that. So if you are getting less than 7 hours sleep a night, please, you've got to start slowly increasing your sleep, because when you sleep, your body heals itself. It heals itself. And if you're not giving it that opportunity, everything slows down. You're not working at peak performance. And over a long period of time, it's been found through studies that lack of sleep can actually have very, very, very serious health consequences. Now, you might ask, what if I go beyond 9 hours? Will I be even more healthy? And will my brain work even better? Not necessarily, no. In fact, studies have found that if you go beyond 9 hours, your whole metabolism slows down. And that also leads to health problems. So the sweet spot is 7 to 9 hours sleep. Okay. And it depends a bit from person to person. So if you need to increase your sleep time slowly until you get between those two limits, 7 to 9 hours. And relaxation, it's not just about sleep. Relaxation also means having enough time for recreation, so that your body and your mind are both allowed to relax. Very, very important. Very important. And also give yourself opportunities to de-stress and relax through recreational activities that you enjoy and help you unwind. Okay? So not just any old recreational activity like watching TV, but something that you enjoy and that helps you deeply relax. And by the way, TV is not that relaxing, because studies have found that people, when they're watching TV, they're in a very slight state of stress. Okay? Maybe it's all the images we see. Okay? So that's, I know there's another crucial part in the care system, E, elimination. If your body is not eliminating the toxins that build up in it, then your health will suffer and your brain won't operate at maximum efficiency. Because it's important that all the cells of the body are receiving the nutrients, as I explained earlier, that can be converted into energy. But it's also equally important that the cells are able to eliminate the toxins that do build up in it, and so that they're carried away from the cells effectively. So if your eliminatory system is not working properly, toxins will build up in the cells, and that leads to all sorts of chronic conditions. Okay? So, and you see it here on the screen. If toxins build up in the cells and are not eliminated, then this can lead to all sorts of chronic conditions. So you need to pay attention to these four areas. circulation, assimilation, relaxation, and elimination for optimum health. Okay, so that's Edgar Cayce. Now, this is really interesting. But your body posture affects your ability to recall events in the past and also your mood. So if you're slouched over a lot of the time, your life will be very different to if you are open and erect most of the time. You know, and studies have proved this. So this was a study conducted by, you know, the San Francisco State University. And the study investigated the effects of posture. In other words, sitting in an upright position or a slouched position. And it investigated the effect of posture on the recall of either negative or positive memories. Okay? Negative or positive memories. And 216 college students sat in either a slouched or an erect position while recalling negative memories, and then in a second step while recalling positive memories. And the findings were amazing. And then in the next part of this study, they sat in the opposite body position, okay, while again recalling negative and then positive memories, okay? So what happened? Well, the results of the study are amazing. 86% of the students reported that it was easier to recall negative memories in the collapsed position than in the erect position. So you'll have a lot of negative memories if you're slouched over a lot of the time. Think of how that affects your life. Now, 87% of the students reported that it was easier to recall positive images in the erect position rather than the collapsed position. So how you carry yourself, how you hold your body, affects your memories, your ability to recall either positive or negative memories. Now, which do you want to? Do you want to remember all these negative things that, you know, that caused you pain and suffering in the past? Or do you want to remember the good times? Which do you think is empowering? And which do you think is disempowering? So, carrying your body and being more conscious of how you carry your body, your posture, really important. So, interesting, for those who were most depressed in the previous 7 years, there were no differences at all in recalling positive or negative memories in either positions. So it's like people were locked into depression, and it didn't matter their body position. But beware, if you slouch over a lot or if you got into that habit, it can pull you into depression. So very important study, and a lot of people aren't aware of this. Okay, so the conclusion of this study is that you should sit more upright at work and at home as a strategy to increase positive effects and to decrease depression. And also, your posture, as I said earlier, affects your mind, your emotions, your thoughts, your actions, and therefore your results. So your posture, you change your posture, and it will have a direct impact on the results you can experience. This is why I'm sharing it with you, okay? So now we're into the high performance coaching section. And if you're new to the Ultimate Success Club, you'll wonder, who is this guy standing beside me here? Well, this is Brendan Burchard. He's the most followed personal development trainer in history. He's the founder of the High Performance Institute, that studied the lives of, I think, 300,000 different high performers. This was an academic study, and he found that highly effective people do things in a different way. They have strategies, habits, tools, and techniques that they use to get them ahead faster. If you don't do these strategies, habits, tools, and techniques, then you're more than likely you're going to be an average performer, or maybe even below average. So what I teach you every month are the strategies, tools, habits, and techniques that can help you get ahead faster and achieve your dreams. Okay, so high performance. What is high performance? Well, it means excelling and succeeding above and beyond standard norms consistently over the long term. Consistency is the most important word there. Consistently over the long term. Now, this is not about peak performance. If you're an athlete, you must get into peak performance states to run a marathon and win it. But you can't sustain peak performance. You'll burn out. because after every peak, there's a valley or a trough. Okay, so consistency is what matters here. Now, high performers, when they adopt these strategies, tools, habits and techniques, they have greater success, fulfillment, aliveness and joy. Scientifically proved, okay? So, and high performers are people who win back time. Because, you know, we all... I really feel that time is the most valuable thing we have in our lives and how we use it. We can create amazing things or we can waste it. And you know what? Even if we're already highly effective and we've achieved great success, I can guarantee you there will be areas of your life where you're actually wasting time and wasting energy and not gaining great value and joy from those activities. So high performers will, you know, win back time. They highlight, they discover, and I help you with ways to do this, wasted time and energy. And also, high performers dramatically improve their productivity. They work smart rather than hard, but a lot of them work hard as well. So they take energization breaks every 60 to 90 minutes. This is why high performers can get so much done and achieve their goals far more quickly than the vast majority, 90% of people, because they take energization breaks. You know what? We go through the day. We start the day with probably maximum energy. And as we go through the day, with every activity, we lose a bit of energy. That's why we feel tired at the end of the day. It's been taxing on our body and our mind. But I teach every so often, I give you a refresher every couple of months, some very simple techniques that only take 2 minutes that give you more energy, bring back your focus. So, you know, these tapping exercises, you know, really simple Qigong exercises, only takes 2 minutes. And if you do this every 60 or 90 minutes or thereabouts of the day, it means that as you lose energy, you have a way of replenishing it again. Amazing, amazing. So you're not burnt out at the end of the day and you get much more done, much more effectively, with more aliveness and joy and vitality. And high performers are also people who improve their health and reduce stress and burnout, because stress is the biggest killer today. People, because this exercise, this tapping exercise, doesn't just help you gain more energy and more and bring back your focus, but it also de-stresses you. Okay, so you get more, you have, when you do these techniques, you'll have greater focus, you'll get more done and faster, as I said, and you'll be able to achieve what most people never can. You'll be able to achieve far higher success than not 90%, but 95% of people. Because very sadly, the US Social Security Administration, I think it was, they did a study some years back and they found that by retirement age, 95% of people are barely above the poverty line. And that's because they don't learn these high performance techniques. They don't try and get ahead. Most people don't set goals. This is so sad. Okay, but you're different. Now, high performance energy questions. A recap, because we did this a few months back. But in the Ultimate Success Club, I bring each subject back again every few months, the ones that are most important, and we drill down at a slightly deeper level. Okay, 1 second, I need some more water. Once again, to your very good health. So you don't have to write all of these down now. You don't need to write the answers now either. At the end of this session, I'll give you a PDF that you can download of all the slides. But you gotta do this exercise. If you don't do the exercises that I share with you each month, things won't really change. This is not about mental stimulation and nice ideas you've got to implement. You've got to use these tools that I'm sharing with you every month, and things will change in a very, very major way. Now, first of all, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much physical and mental energy have you had in the past 3 months? Okay, and why is that? And number two, think about a time in the past when your mental and physical energy were at their best. Okay, highlight a time in the past where you had lots of mental and physical energy. And why was that? What were you doing back then that gave you a lot of mental and physical energy? Number three, in the areas of nutrition, exercise, wellness, and sleep, what habits do you have that support your energy and health? What good habits have you? Okay. What routine, this is number four, what routines do you have for recharging daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly? And what would make you feel more vibrant? These are very deep-reaching questions. And you take the time to answer them truthfully, you'll find that you can make adjustments in your lifestyle that will benefit you enormously. Number five, are there any areas of your life that are particularly stressful or draining energetically? If so, what do you do for stress management? You're not doing anything. Check out a few of the previous Ultimate Success Club trainings, because amidst them, you'll find these very simple exercises you can do to enhance your energy and your well-being. These 2-minute exercises that I mentioned. And also number six, what would you take on that you're not doing right now if you had three times more energy? Okay. Number seven, if you became more committed to your optimal health, what would you immediately start and stop doing? These are so important, so simple. But by answering these questions, you gain greater control of your life. And as my friend Brendan Burchard says, the power plant doesn't have energy. The power plant doesn't have energy. It generates it. And you can generate a lot more energy. Okay? So, now, posture, voice, gestures, and expressions affect your energy. Yes. Posture, okay, we've discovered that a few minutes ago. But also your voice, how you communicate, and how you gesture affect your energy, okay? And the way you express yourself. Are you expressing yourself or are you holding everything in? That affects your energy. So science has proved that your posture, your voice, your gestures, and facial expressions affect your thoughts, emotions, actions, and results, okay? So number one, questions again. What do you want your posture, voice, gestures, and facial expressions to portray about you to the world? Okay. Number two, do you feel that is what is already being portrayed? If not, some adjustments to make. If not, what do you need to start doing with your posture, voice, gestures, and expressions for the world to perceive you the way you want? Okay. Number four, what do you need to stop doing? I mean, all the bad habits. For me, I do slouch quite a bit. In fact, a lot more in the past, because my computer monitor was quite small and I have to lean forward because I'm in my 50s and my eyesight, nearsight, isn't as good as it used to be. And I found myself slouching far too much, to see the computer screen. And then I got a much bigger monitor. Now I can sit back in my chair. So probably my posture is better than it has been in years, which is a really good thing. So now, I mentioned at the beginning the importance of meditation. And the fact is, meditation is practiced daily by millions of highly successful people. That's one of the common factors. Most highly successful people meditate in some shape or form. Because for me, I've been meditating for over 35 years, and it energizes me, clears my head. I get some of my best ideas when I'm meditating. Really, really powerful stuff. And ideas are the source to all success, really good ideas. I mean, you can tap into a deep level of wisdom that we all possess within us. Wow. Okay. So the benefits of meditation, there are loads. Firstly, meditation reduces stress and improves cardiovascular health. Fact. It increases your self-well-being. It increases your sense of well-being. And also increases your sense of connectedness with everything and empathy with other people. And also it strengthens and enhances your relationships. It improves your ability to focus, believe it or not. And it helps you to make better decisions, much better decisions. Because as I say, you know, when you meditate regularly, you tap into a much deeper level of wisdom. You're tapping into effectively your higher self, your higher consciousness. You're connecting yourself to the universe instead of using your own. We all have very small minds, our rational mind. The one that we use most of the time is very limited. But when we connect with our subconscious mind, amazing things can happen. Amazing wisdom and ideas can come through. So it helps you make better decisions. And it also boosts your creativity. It helps people overcome addictions as well. And it enhances your immune system. Why would you not want to meditate when you know all these benefits? Just incredible. So it also helps you to achieve the flow state. So I'm very creative. I'm always designing stuff, whether it's courses or graphics or websites or whatever. And it really does enable me to get into a flow state where ideas come to you and you can just get them out on the computer really rapidly, and everything just seems to flow. And the flow state is amazing. And it reduces physical and emotional pain, and it enhances spiritual awareness. So if you don't have a spiritual practice, meditation is wonderful. It's not going to make you religious or anything. It's going to enable you to tap into a deeper state of consciousness that you already have within you. Okay, so that's meditation. So I'm going to share with you Brendan Burchard's release meditation. Such a simple form of meditation. If you've never done meditation before, you can start doing this in a couple of minutes from now. It's so easy. A lot of people find it hard to meditate, but this is so easy. Okay, so this release meditation will relax your body and mind and allow you to let go of stress really quickly. Okay, so you can also YouTube. You can go to YouTube and search for release meditation, and Brendan himself, he walks you through it. Very simple, but you don't need to because it's all here. So this is the release meditation technique. So the first step, number one, is sit in a comfortable position. That's really important for all forms of meditation. Number two, close your eyes and become fully present. Okay? You know, listen to what's around you. You know, what taste in your mouth. What do you feel around you physically? Just get in touch with all your senses, okay, and really relax. So you take to relax more deeply. Take 10 deep breaths. So in through the nose and out through the mouth, okay? In through your nose and out through your mouth 10 times. And then just sense your body and just focus on releasing any tension, okay? Now just sit with your eyes closed and repeat the word release. Simple as that. At first, it's good to do it verbally, like this, release, 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 okay? And your intention is that every time you repeat the word release, you're releasing all thoughts and stress and tension, okay? So every time you say release, you're just letting go, you're letting go. So you test this for 2 minutes yourself. Just 2 minutes and see how you feel. After a while, you know, after a few minutes, you don't have to say release verbally. But if you find all sorts of distracting ideas are coming into your mind or worries, just say it again, release, release. Otherwise, just recite those words or repeat those words in your mind. Very simple, really effective, can have profound benefits for you. Okay, so ideally meditate for 10 to 20 minutes daily and see the results. A lot of people do it twice a day. I do about 40 minutes, actually 45 minutes in the morning, maybe 10 minutes in the evening. More in the morning because I'm preparing for the day ahead in the evening, you know, time for relaxation and fun. So that's the release meditation. That's the release meditation technique. Very, very simple. Now, we're almost at questions and answers, and I'm going to go back in front of my computer and turn off this camera in a moment and take your questions. But high performance habits energy checklist, very important checklist. Okay, I'm not going to ask you to do everything on this checklist, but select a few, and then a few months, you know, a couple of months from now, select another couple and gradually enhance your health. Okay, so rest and exercise. Walk outside every day for at least 30 minutes. Sleep between 7 and 9 hours per night, as I mentioned earlier. I don't know why I've got 8 there, but anyway. If you miss the target, do your best to take a nap during the day or go to bed a little bit earlier. Try to catch up on lost sleep. And also do two 60-minute cardio workouts each week. Ideally, you know, I'm not a great one for doing really physical exercise. I do take exercise regularly. But the main thing here is to do gradually introduce these things. And any new physical exercise, you need to consult a medical practitioner just in case. If you're overweight or if you're not in great condition, don't just lunge into this, okay? This is all about gradual, you know, slow adjustments that make huge difference. So do 20 to 40 minute intense workouts per week, strength-based or HIT, that's high intensity training. I absolutely hate it. I used to do it, now I just do not like that sort of level of exercise, but it's really good for you, okay? These are only suggestions. Meditate once or twice daily for 15 to 20 minutes, or use a mind machine, for example, a light and sound device, light and sound machine. I've shared, every so often I share with you what those machines can do, and check out a previous training if you want further details. Amazing machines. And also, that's rest and exercise. This is now diet and nutrition. So eat a whole food diet, heavy in organic, plant-based foods. Ideally, it'll have huge effects on improving your health. And also, an absolute must, get allergy tested, because you may have lots of allergies and you're not aware of that are actually reducing your energy because your body's trying to cope and burning up energy, trying to neutralize the effects of allergies. So why, you know, once you know what you're allergic to, and you eliminate those foods or reduce them or avoid them, then you've more energy. Okay, so take a food-based multivitamin and vitamin D, B complex, magnesium, and omega 3. But again, see your nutritionist for additional supplements. This is just a guideline. Please look into this yourself a bit more deeply, okay? And drink health shakes. Ideally, drink health shakes for breakfast or for snacks. Every morning, I get a big beaker and I throw in a little bit of water, about that much, and lots of different berries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, sometimes a bit of broccoli or some spinach, and I mix in a thing called Athletic Greens. Which we have here in Europe. It's a superfood. It's powder. And I blend it all up. In the US, I think really good products is Vega, V-E-G-A, Vega products, very similar. But then I just blend it with a hand blender. It takes a few seconds. Pour it into a big glass and drink it. That's my breakfast. That. And, you know, that's predominantly my breakfast. Also drink Bulletproof Coffee, which is a combination of coffee blended with butter. And you might think, but dairy products, butter, that's fattening, isn't it? No, depends on how the butter is introduced into your system. It can be, you can put on weight if you're eating a lot of butter, and it can have problems with cholesterol. But Bulletproof Coffee, it's been found that when you have melted butter mixed, blended in with the coffee, it has the opposite effect. It actually burns fat in the body. And believe it or not, this is all about small changes. I've lost, you won't believe this now, I didn't think I was that overweight, just a little bit, but I've lost 28 pounds in 2 years, slowly, without doing anything crazy, just by drinking Bulletproof Coffee with my breakfast and my shake, and going for a walk once a day. Great to do it twice a day, but little changes can yield massive results. So also drink 3 to 5 liters of water per day and avoid all sugary drinks, alcohol and caffeine. That's one thing I've given up, sugar. Not much else, but giving up sugar probably had one of the biggest effects. in weight loss, but I wasn't going after weight loss. I'm not interested in dieting. I'm interested in really good health, because more health, more vitality, more energy, more brain power, that's really important to me. Okay, so limit white starches and heavily processed breads and carbohydrates. So we looked firstly at rest and exercise, diet and nutrition. Now, finally, daily energizing. Okay, so every 60 to 90 minutes, stand up, move and stretch. For example, 20 arm crosses like this, 20 of those, 20 arm circles like this, okay, and then reverse, 40 knee high marching in place, just kick your knees up and down, march in place, 20 seconds of patting your lower back. You cup your hands and you tap around the kidney area, okay, and 10 deep breaths while bouncing on your toes. That's it. And in previous trainings, I have a slightly modified version of that. It's a Qigong routine, but it only takes a couple of minutes, 2 minutes, and it brings back more energy, more focus, and reduces stress. Powerful. So, and focus on speaking and gesturing with passion. We've looked into the importance of that and the scientific studies that have been done that shows the effects of that. And stay standing more often. A lot of people have desks that they can raise up and they can work on their computer while standing. Hug and engage others physically more often. And try to make people smile or laugh more often. And focus on being fully present. As I say, take a few of these from each checklist. Do them. And then a couple of months later, or a month later, do other ones. And gradually improve how many of these you do. Okay, increase how many you do. And keep a gratitude journal at the end of each day. Or do this a few times a week. It's better not to do it every day, but maybe 4 or 5 times a week. Write down the things you're grateful for during the day. It has massive effects on your outlook in life. So what have we covered today? We've covered how to master your body. And because by mastering your body, you master your life. Also, we've looked at how energy is vitally important for success. A really important topic. We also looked at the importance of life energy, or chi, or ki, or prana, and how the mind and the body influence each other. And also Edgar Cayce's CARE system, or C-A-R-E, system of health. And also the effects of food and exercise on the mind and the body. And 7 questions that can give you more energy. Do those questions, answer them, please. You got it. It's really important. And also how your posture, your voice and your gestures influence your energy. And we've looked at meditation to combat stress and increase feelings of well-being. And also a checklist to optimize and maintain your energy, which was on the last slide. So the resources for today, once again, this is Edgar Cayce, his system of health. A great book by him, or about him, is There Is a River. Fascinating, fascinating guy. Then there's also a book called, if you want to look into acupuncture and the meridian system and how chi or prana moves around the body and its effect on healing, check out Richard Gerber's Vibrational Medicine, Dr. Richard Gerber. Fascinating. And also, there's a book called Molecules of Emotion. Molecules of Emotion. This is the science behind mind-body medicine. Okay? And finally, my friend Brendan Burchard, High Performance Habits. So that's resources for this week, or for this month. So now it's over to you. I'm going to go in front of the computer and I'm going to answer your questions. Please take this, take advantage of this time together. And I'll answer to the best of my ability whatever you ask me. And if you're watching the replay, no problem. So shoot me an email. I will reply, or post your question in our private Facebook group. So in just a moment, I'm going to blank out this camera. It'll just be blank for a moment. The sound will disappear, but I'll join you in just a second in front of my computer. And so I'm just going to switch off this camera now. Okay, I hope you found that helpful. Hope you found that helpful. And hope you, can you hear me? I think you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We're moving from one camera and one microphone to another. I'm actually using a webcam connected to my my desktop here, and I know the quality isn't quite as good, but I think I'm pretty sure you can hear me okay. So, questions? Yep. Are there any questions? There are indeed. Let me just do a refresh here, just to make sure I've got them all. One second. Yep, have three or four questions so far. Okay, th this first question is from Sue. Hello, Sue. And Sue says, I believe I've got bad posture and I slouch. Does this mean my posture is affecting the way I feel, or is the influence a bit more subtle than that? Also, will my mood really elevate when I change the way I carry myself? It sounds amazing that something so simple can have such a powerful effect. Well, it is true, and the science has borne that out. The scientific study that I shared with you, I think it's important to understand that it's what dominates that's most important. I mean, if we all slouch at times, but if we are carrying ourselves in a collapsed position a lot of the time, it could have some quite serious effects long term. So, I think the most important thing if you find your posture isn't great, just to check in with yourself a few times a day and readjust your posture. You could if you have a cell phone, a mobile phone, you could have reminders to go off a few times a day. Just say to yourself, what's my posture like? Just do a check-in like that. And I think when we do that, gradually we readjust ourselves and our posture gradually improves. But if we're not consciously aware of it or we're checking on it, it just continues. And one thing I think I mentioned when I was in front of the camera a moment ago, that my computer screen, my desktop computer screen is about that far in front of me. And it was just that distance, now I'm in my 50s, just that distance. I couldn't see. I wear glasses for distance, and I was able to use them for, really up quite close, up until a couple of years ago. But that distance, only a couple of feet in front of me, can't, it's all blurry. So I got a pair of computer glasses, and that instead of hunched over my computer, that was great. But I was having to change my glasses all the time. But once I got a really big monitor, in fact, the monitor I use is the one I use with my clicker. It's a big 55 or so or 60 inch monitor. So I have that most of the time. As my computer screen, and that's it's I don't know, maybe 4 feet away from me, and it's huge, and the resolution is great, and that's wonderful. But I was thinking before that, when I found myself hunching forwards a lot, I was thinking of getting like a shoulder brace or a what's it called, a posture corrector. These are sort of like a brace that we can elasticated thing we can put on our shoulders that holds our shoulders back. It's something you might consider, but even just having a reminder to go off from your phone, that's great. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps, Sue. Another question here, and this one's from John. Hello, John. John says, Mike, I joined a little late, and I think you were talking about acupuncture and that it uses the body's energy system. I had several acupuncture treatments a few years ago, and they had absolutely no effect that I'm aware of, so I'm a bit skeptical. Are you saying we should use acupuncture to be a high performer and be more successful? Well, no, that's not exactly what I was saying. I was just using it as an illustration of how energy moves around our body and the fact that our body and mind are directly affect each other, and the way what we put into our bodies and the food we consume affects everything, including the flow of energy around our body. You don't need to do acupuncture to be a high performer, but it is very good. I had a treatment there about just over 3 weeks ago. I was limping. I don't know what I did to myself, but my left was it right or left? Anyway, I think it was my left leg. The knee was really sore, and the ankle. I was limping around for a couple of weeks, but then I was going off to the States. I'm in Brendan Burchard's mastermind group. And I had a series of meetings after that, and I was going to be in a mountainous area in the mountains of Utah, a beautiful place called Sundance. It's a ranch owned by or a resort owned by Robert Redford, beautiful place. But I was going to be hobbling around, maybe even on crutches. So I went for acupuncture and osteopathy. I went for two treatments just before I got on the plane, just on I think on a Thursday and a Saturday, or sorry, a Friday and a Saturday, 2 days in a row. And I flew out on the Monday, and I went on a long trek, right up into the mountains to a waterfall. Now it was a few miles, it was uphill, very uneven ground. No problem, no problem at all. So it certainly worked for me. I've had acupuncture for all sorts of ailments in the past. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it hasn't. But I'm not saying that you should use acupuncture, but that it's just really using it as an illustration. But it can be great. So hope that helps. Question here from Frank. Frank says, isn't meditation an Eastern religious practice? Is it possible to contact dark forces through meditation? Well, I think having more compassion, more courage, more wisdom, more energy, and a relaxed mind, the qualities, those are all very positive qualities. And these are all the states that are available through meditation. And this release meditation that I shared, Brendan Burchard, he came up with this, and it's so simple. It's just really about relaxing your mind and body. And this is not something that you don't do anyway. We all go into relaxed, focused states at various times of the day or the week, and this is just a way of doing it consciously. And so you're not doing anything apart from just tapping into this your source. So it's very safe. It's just a way of quieting your mind and relaxing, but the benefits are enormous, and the science has proved that. So it's very safe, I can assure you, it's very safe. A question from Margaret. Hello, Margaret. Why do you take off your glasses every time you start the training in front of the studio camera? Well, over there, my lights are quite strong. I have these big LED lights, and they're bright. And if I'm wearing glasses, the lights are going to reflect off and go into the camera, and instead of seeing me and the screen, you're going to see these lights flickering from my glasses, bouncing off my glasses. So it's very, very practical. So that's the reason. Another message, another question. I think this is the last one. Yeah, it is. Unless you have an opportunity here, any last questions, get them in. Otherwise, this will be the last one for today. And this is from Claire. Hello, Claire. And Claire says, I love the high performance section you teach us every month, and I have had massive improvements in areas of my life since. And I have had massive improvements in several areas of my life since I started using them. Every month you are teaching us more great stuff, so I'm worried that I might have too many new things to add to my daily routine. Is it important to do everything, or can I just choose the tools that are most relevant to my life right now? For example, I do the energization breaks every 90 minutes, and they give me a lot more energy and focus than I had before. So that's really helped me transform some pretty big things in my life. But how often do I need to ask myself the different high performance questions? Do I just use what's most relevant to me right now, or should I just do each of them every so often? Thanks so much. You're welcome, Claire. Great question. Really, really good question. Well, you could do what's just relevant to you now, but at the same time, we are going through a very specific syllabus right throughout the year. And if you were to come to me for one-on-one high performance coaching, well, firstly, it's very expensive, $15,000 a year, and that's for two sessions a month, 2 1-hour sessions a month. So we're doing exactly the same syllabus, but it's much more personalized and a lot of, interaction feedback two ways. But you know what? It's exactly the same syllabus, and that's every 2 weeks. So if you think there's a lot already, one-on-one sessions are even more intensive. But that's a good thing because it keeps us moving forwards. As human beings, I think we